Blog Talk Radio.
In here stressing, talking that old off the wall, back to Africa shit again.
What, that guy body shit?
Yeah, that dumb shit. I'm trying to get up out of here.
I hear that. But yo, you know the spot is pumping tonight.
Where? For real, where?
You know, where the real niggas is popping the Cristal.
Not that white stuff. Where? Where the real niggas at?
You like them thug style, link rocking, the mink copping. Hit you on a sink, $100 drink popping. The head to make you take them shopping, the foul doctrine. Reminiscing of my first time, I've been a chick. You was innocent, but now you rent a dick. We're the tightest shit. Chanel looking real, airbrush nails. Hit the gym, hit the scales, heaven sent but negligent. To see your prophecy, your ebony tone is locking me. The way you moan make me daydream of you on top of me. Wishing I could be the one man, but you juggle way too many willies all in one hand. You wanna run up in clubs, getting rubbed on. Niggas pull your hair, shake your fat rear, get your fuck on. Following week, you back there, but what you stuck on? Weed, clouds, and cars, puffing with some little nigga. Husband not knowing she's out, cause you believe Eve. Mother Earth for the seed, niggas thirst you. You just let them hurt you and leave. What up, mom? Frontin' like you naive. Push a man's whip, calling police when you flip. Can't understand it. Yo, it should be a throne for us, but for now, that's a whole different zone from us. World.
Diamonds all shining, looking low fine. Pretty little face, get a little high. Young girl struggling, trying to survive. Mother of the earth, she made you an act. Just her brain, same old games. Never break my mind, emotional things.
Felt lifeless. Grow up, girl, and said you want revenge, so now you act the nicest. So who's ever getting down to trifles? To get his mind, all you do is give him something priceless. Cousin Tom here realized the thighs is all he need. More than weed, then you hit him off with lies and greed. There you go again, starting wars, making me more yours. Seem to get a kick out of keeping me on all fours. Face glistening, I'm addicted to you. Original wisdom body got me picturing you. Igloos, the ice tricking on you. You never listen to this nigga spinning Franklin's or tennis anklets. Must have had a bad deal in the past though. Can't even keep it real with a nigga with cash flow. Say men are all the same. What we need to do is break this chain. You gotta jump part time and school's your night thing. With dreams to settle down, it ain't far from now. You getting interviewed, but your boss is into getting screwed. Typical day that the black girl sees. Coming home wanting more from a college degree. Niggas are where the coke is. Nice or thug-like niggas. Yo, you seem hopeless. Your value too much to be measured. I wonder how you could ever be played. Your pussy worth gold amounting to more than the world, but not knowing nothing about you. You leaving the crib, taking all your kids out to drop them off, letting some nigga knock you off so hot and soft. That's the same thing that got you lost growing up. Seeing it, it should remind you you being lied to. Everything that moved be inside you. Sacred as you are, left with these wannabes to guide you. I watched you, hard to knock you, I try not to. They spot you, I dance the topless in your drawers. Damn, look, there goes a black girl lost.
I'm through talking, so I'ma let you face. talk about leaving and you ain't going yet. And if you leave, leave correct. And I'ma send a jet to pick up the next. And if you leave, you leave in the best. So you would have to settle for less. And I am no Elliot Ness. I don't handcuff, I don't arrest. I do confess to the verse. Under them sheets, I am a mess. Yes, baby, you're blessed. Not just don't jump your net. Come on.
Beat it like a cop, riding the king, baby. Yeah, I beat it like a cop. Beat it like a cow. Ride the king, baby, say I beat it like a cow. But I ain't trying to be violent, but I do the time, but her love is timeless. Mrs. Out, what's up? I know you wish your name was Mrs. Calder, huh? Like a cop car.
When I get up all in ya, when we can hear the angels calling us, when we can see the sunrise before us, and when I'm in that thing, I make that body sing. I make you say,
Mrs. Officer, tell your lieutenant get them cuffs off for ya. I'm Kid, my face on every wanted poster. I'm wanted by every lady cop all over. That ass so big, I catch a battery to hold ya. Ass so big, you thought I told you, pull it over. She pulled me over, pulled me out the Rover. Then she pulled me closer, threw me in back of the car, put me in handcuffs, start ripping my pants up.
Are you real with the dispatcher?
money, you ain't gotta tell him, don't tell him, don't tell him. 9348616.
I got a missed call from your bitch. She been plotting on me for a cool minute. She wanna suck my dick and I'm cool with it. I like her in the shower when it's winter fresh. It's some Twitter pussy I met on the internet. On my late night thirsty, cause it was late night and I was thirsty. Girl, I been to that county, girl, I ain't telling. Handcuff you to that bed, girl, it ain't no belly. I keep a stack of hundreds, I can keep a secret. If anything, you was exploring, you wasn't cheating. She got my number stored under fake names. Her nigga think she favor, but she run the game. Yolo, so take me out these pull-ups, and we can fuck from uno to ocho.
Only if you got me feeling like this.
Oh, why,
I love it while grabbing the rhythm you hit.
Begin to let it sink and you can spin, but don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. love shouldn't be used as a personal visa card on the strength. Cause the same way you trying to get somebody, you can be God. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yes, yes, yes.
Why are you looking at me like that, E.S.?
Cause man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I would have never stepped to you from the giddy.
If I knew you wasn't going to provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day. Cause man, this ain't worth it.
They know who we be.
Poem number two, My Kind of Feminism by Carolyn Marie Rogers. Like a car that won't go, I woke up in life to find parts missing. Parts of the spirit, introverted body members, aspects in the soul, and yokes. Management wasn't altogether important, obviously. Not only stopping and going, unlike a car missing parts, I could do both of these. But the hours of hows got lost in the maze of wills and obsessions, bearings and needs. Clear paths changed into detours and wandering into compass points of lost and found. Echoes called memories became indivisible alpha and omega murmurs in my soul, my living. Exfoliated like a black multi-foliated rose. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's prompt is paper wings, words on the line, and we want to know, where do your thoughts go? We'd love to get your poetic perspective on the topic. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuena, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you tonight?
Yo, good evening, Queen. How you doing out there?
I am doing amazing. It is wonderful to be here tonight. I'm excited. Oh, yeah. How about you?
That's what's up. I'm always happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful place to be.
Absolutely. No place but epiphany, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Yes. All right. Before we get started, I do want to remind you guys that tonight's show is being brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shouts out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making all this magic possible. Ain't that right?
I know that's right.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, King, paper wings,
yeah.
Words on a line. Tell me about this topic and what it means to you.
Everything must take flight. You know what I'm saying? Like, paper wings, you know what I'm saying? Let that pen just glide across the paper. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Slide and glide. Take flight. Don't get stuck at the landing port. You know what I mean? Everything's a takeoff. Word.
Okay. I feel you. I feel you. And what about the question that you posted at the end of it? Where do your thoughts go? So tell me, where do your thoughts go?
Yeah, where do your thoughts go? You know what I'm saying? How does it flow through the world? You know what I'm saying? Flow through the world? Navigate through the world? Where do your thoughts go? Tell us all about it. You know what I mean? Through your thoughts.
Yeah. You know what? When I think about it that way, I feel like my thoughts are more like a hummingbird, you know? You know how they flitter around from one flower to another and their process of doing things is like, it's helpful. But like, how do you go from a hummingbird to something different? How do you evolve when there's so many things depending on you to be there? So it's like, you know? That's what it made me think of. My thoughts are in a million and one important places, and I'm trying to bring them all into balance lately. So that's where I am. How about you?
You know, I just let it rip from the grip You know what I mean? Moving in motion, baby. Moving in motion.
Indeed. Okay. All right. I do want to remind everyone, if you're listening in online and you'd like to join us, the dial-in number is still 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one to be heard. Paper wings, that's what we're talking about tonight. So, King, how about you set us off with a piece tonight? Would you?
How did I know you was going to say that? Yo, you always lining me up on top, you know what I mean? Well,
would you? Could you, huh?
Well, you know, I'll do that. You know what I mean? I'll go there.
Okay.
All right.
You ready? It might be your thing.
All right. This piece is titled Incredible. Lines come across like arrows from the bow. Mentally, I'm on the go. Keep your image in the shadows. Peekaboo tactics, a fanatic, fantastic bastard. Raise caskets, resurrect a habit. Many in the fold, not one cold. Stroll, baby, roll, my soul gold. What the fuck you really know? Can't kill a monster that's Tonka. Running on fumes, I consume. Cubes of energy, I don't enter rooms. Subliminal limited, kiss my ass as I pass gas, no mask. I'm funky on the path, falling avalanche. A lion with a scorpion stinger, also an archer, flow starter, become larger, block all sparklers. Slap box with Satan, speak with masons, very patient. Read the book on Revelations, it's a king dedication. Return to my haven, make a phone call to heaven, stay repping the seven, it's a blessing getting lessons. She's an earth and a wisdom. I write all rhythms. Play my position. Staying strong. Weak niggas be missing. Sleep the mantras as my internal scanners. Angels are programmers. Watch how you boy create his own standard. Initiative, manipulation, turn back without dating. Where the hell they do that at? I stay negotiating. Places where I be, rest shoes on a doormat. The guy with a spiritual cap pray on his kneecaps. Praise the Most High, discipline under a different umbrella. Keep the same services as a dweller, King.
Okay. Woo! A lot in there. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Oh, man. Let me catch up with my thoughts. Went hard on this one.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's subliminal, limited. Kiss my ass as I pass gas. No mask. I'm funky. Say no shit.
Funky on a path, falling an avalanche.
Yes. Oh, man.
A lot of times we got a slap box with Satan. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. That one, too. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That other, what is that, initiative, manipulation, turn backwards?
Initiative, manipulation, turn back without dating. Where the hell they do that at? I stay negotiating.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, okay, King. Indeed.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
I appreciate
that. That's how you setting it off tonight. I feel you. Okay, all right. Whew.
Taking flight. You know what I mean? Flow
indeed.
Through the world.
Okay. I see what you're doing, what you're putting down, how you setting the tone for tonight. Oh,
hey, I know you got something beautiful in the fold.
Okay. I pulled up something I was working on. It's called The Raven. They told us be bold. Oh, okay. Thank you. They told us be bold. And mighty forces will come swiftly to your aid, and that taking a risk was to exist in a state of free falling while building your own safety mid-flight. Imagine such a sight of moving forward through the free fall, looking for your own face with nothing to ride on but your own vision as guidance and paper wings as burnt offerings. I love that shade of brave on you. Even now, as you grow through what you go through, it gets emotional. You got to know you are stronger than what holds you. Ill-fashioned paper wings were never meant for flying, and you were meant to soar. But this big life takes sacrifice. You've got to decide if the flames were at your feet and the iron to your hands, what price are you willing to pay to be freed? Ye said slavery was a choice, that though the alternative be death, if one could want freedom so badly they break their own necks, imagine that. Are you capable of such an act? If given the choice between bondage and the end of everything, what then would it take to burn it all away? If you are to be named Phoenix, ruler of your own diaspora, king of your own dominion, what would you give to light the wick, to burn away all that the ashes have yet hidden? What would it take to break out of the prison you've accepted? Could you? Would you? Burn down the faceless edifice you've been preserving. You embalmed it with love of spit. You fashioned it credence. You colored it crimson. You filled it with blood. You covered it in our love yous, and still it feels like prison, doesn't it? Is a hold on this existence so urgent that why then aren't you running? Where is the flint? Where is the wick? Who holds the torch meant to burn it all down? What gallant horse-shoulled up Trojan, what enemy will the burning reveal? Can you stand for something when your feet meet the fire? What will it take to burn it all down, revealing you phoenix or phony? And is this a chance you're even willing to take? What would you give to burn the brush away if in turn you run the risk of burning away your paper wings? And that's it.
Oh, let's see. Yay, Queen. You know what I'm saying? On my Slick Rick shit. Knock it out the box.
Okay.
I love that thing, so, you know what I mean? Word. That was definitely, that was, you definitely was floating through the world with that. You know what I mean? Navigating also. So appreciate and love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. How about we throw on a little bit of tunes and reset the atmosphere, and then we get some of these callers in here and see what beautiful words they want to share with us. Is that all right with you?
All right, sure indeed. Sure indeed. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, let's go.
Are you ready? I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now.
Respect in the building.
All my ladies that don't need a man, they got a job, report to the dance floor right now. All my niggas that's on the ground, you want to the dance floor right now. We about to get it poppin' and it's called a brimmy, brimmy, brimmy. I already told y'all what it is, man. Swizzy, Swizzy, that won't make me smooth.
Won't fit her. The only reason I hit her, she kept so greasy. Little jump skis, but ask somebody who I beat. I'm all to the easy. It's midsummer, got all long sleeves, cause my arms are freezing. I get flop for no reason. See, I got money, but it's always raw and easy. Yeah, see, hip-hop needs me. The beast is swift, the girl is thick, and please believe that I'm a starter. See, every damn day I fall. My jeans is blue and gray, like feet and hall.
Put your right hand up, put your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up, push your right hand up, push your left hand up, put your right hand up.
Put your left hand up.
And you already know the rules don't apply to us. We gon' do what we do with whatever the fuck. We want the fly shit, here we go. Driving backwards down a one way like Big in the hypnotized video. Bang this thing in stereo, turn it higher, higher. Now everybody likes the light.
Put your right hand up, put your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up. Put your right hand up, man.
Hey, Remy Ma, hey, oh my God, can you in the crates over there?
Hey,
over
it's
here,
a vibe,
bopping,
baby,
okay?
It's a vibe.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I know that King got everybody's shoulders moving. So get on in here. Get on in here, y'all. Remember that dial in number
through.
Again, 319-527-6300. Come on in and join us and hit that one so that we can hear your beautiful voice. All right, King, let's get this party started. I can't wait to hear what everyone has on the top that we have tonight. First up on the line, we have none other than Epiphany's own La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, La Perla Negra. How are you doing?
Hey, hey, y'all got everybody in here. We doing the WAP and whatnot. It's
right.
A good time. Yo, I'm back in the skating ring. I'm like,
you know,
trying not to fall on that hard-ass wood floor. That's what's
right.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know, when you fall, man, you got to recover from this.
Exactly. Ooh. I had two bruised tailbones messing around with that skate ring.
Wow.
The music.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't know what kind of wood that's made out of, but that is the hardest surface I ever hit in my life.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I know.
The poetry.
I mean, my kids were like preteens. You couldn't tell them they weren't going out to the club when it was time to go to the skating ring on a Friday night. Nothing like it. The whole vibe.
Nothing.
The whole vibe.
Thank you.
Hi.
Trying to tell you. Yo,
yes,
that indeed. Was the best time, man. But
yeah.
The poetry.
Well, like you were saying.
Y'all are on one tonight. I'm trying to tell you. I'm scared. Shit. I don't know if they hide and go back in the
Man, come on in here. Come on with the come on. We know what you're working with, baby. You know you got it.
I know that's right. What?
Y'all. Beautiful poetry. Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank
you so
much.
We do appreciate it. So tonight's topic is paper wings, words on the line.
Mm.
And I would just love to hear your perspective on that topic.
Ooh, paper wings.
If you have anything. Yeah.
I like that right there. I heard you say, where do our words go?
Where do your thoughts go?
My thoughts? Oh, man, I know where they come from. Where they go, I just send them out. And whenever they reach... They reach. I mean, my intentions and my words are directed at certain individuals, but for the most part, what I pen is for any and everybody to hear, whoever's willing to listen to it. That's pretty much it.
It's
right there.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's good. It's like, you know, you amplify your vibe through your words. Because you live on a certain frequency and vibration that's very high. So when you share it, it's like, okay, it is meant for life to spring forth from it. So, like, things keep growing in directions that you never intended just from your original intentions, which is good. teach and to share yourself. And that comes through. That comes through in your writing for sure. I definitely feel that. If anybody can say that, you can definitely say it.
Thank you.
We are not going to hold you back from the mic. You know, we can't wait to hear what you brought to share with us tonight. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is untitled. This is something I was playing with throughout yesterday. My patience teaches me to heal. Now I'm ready to love again. Because my angel spoke with the whispers in my heart and came to a decision that it is safe to love again and to be loved. Because I come from love and I am worthy. I am love. No longer curiosity's prey with smoke and mirrors. My heart is too special for just any old body to access it. Unfortunately, it took a whole lot of hurt and anger and pain and piecing it back together through time for me to understand that. But I know love is coming, and I will see him. Because my heart will choose the one that doesn't choose his ego. And when we meet, our souls will recognize all the imperfections and all the work put in, and our energies will be the perfect collision. Because his light will shine so bright that I'll see my wings again, reminding me that I never lost the ability for my heart to fly free. See, through angelic counsel, I've learned that one perfect love for you takes time to be created. They have to learn to love themselves just as I did. But they got to be molded to fit, customized, so to speak. And our souls have already had this conversation. We just got to recognize each other. So when it finds me, I am ready to love again. And that's their piece.
Oh, always raising the stakes. Love your poetry. Love your poetry.
Thank
That's
you.
Why we let Danielle the Pearl and Negra.
Thank you. That was a beautiful piece,
though. We always love it, though. I mean, got a way of sending it out there. You know what I mean? Word. Where you at, Queen? Took a nap on me.
I had muted myself to cough. I am so sorry. I'm over here. Him and it hawing and snapping.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. But oh my goodness. But I was just saying, like, that line you were like, my angel spoke to the whispers in my heart. That stuck with me. My heart will choose the one who doesn't choose his ego. Mantra. See, every time you get on it, I take a piece and I'm like, oh, like just meditate on that idea. Like, don't just look for the vision of flesh or like a person or another existence, but one that's choosing these fundamental principles that you don't realize until you really know a person how important they are. So let's make those come to fruition. Bring those to light through these words. And that my light will shine so bright that I'll see my own wings again. And but then we were like, something about angelic counsel. I'm like, this.
Yeah.
Don't play.
Oh, thank you.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And I want every line of that for you. That sounds like such a beautiful love to experience. And the one that comes after self-love, I think, is the purest form of love that you could find. And I feel like that's what you've made space for through these words. And it's so, I love that for you. I love the idea of that for you. I love for that to happen.
You know, it's coming from experience. You know, some of us, you know, we've chosen time and time again the little bit of, you know, through the arrogance, you get to giggle a little bit, you know what I mean? But it's the true colors start showing through that, and you find you're not too happy with that after a while. But then by then it's too late, because when you speak to them, you know, you realize that that's a true part of them as well, that ego, and it gets in the way, man. It just it blinds you, you know?
So, right.
Yeah.
Like trying to talk to a facade. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give a TED talk, because listen, I like think back on things that you said to me in personal conversations, and even the words that you've written, and I'm like, this woman is the lessons I wish I can give to my 20-year-old self, or my even my 30-year-old self. It's like, you know,
girl, I wish I knew that.
Yeah, it's like you said, you meant it for one person. How you can mean something for one person, but it can just affect a whole segment of like young women that need an understanding from a different perspective. And you make it so beautiful at the same time that it's like dopeness, mm-hmm. always dopeness in that pure La Perla Negra fashion.
Thank you. Oh, you guys.
Fly away.
Yes. So my pussy family, man, y'all stay making me feel so good about my poetry. Every last one of y'all. I love y'all for that, man. Thank you.
Love you too.
You are so welcome. So welcome, and it's well deserved. But before we let you go, can you let us know what you have going on in the Tiffany Radio Universe?
All right. So let me start with Wednesday night. I'm not sure how it's going to go Wednesday night, but you do know that I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, and I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. So I'm going to leave that alone right now. Let's see. Sometimes on Monday nights, I might stand in over here with y'all a little bit, you know, with King, you know, and give a little bit of my co-host abilities to King and Queen's Quarters, and also sometimes on Monday night. It depends on how the CEO is feeling. I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO himself of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, baby, baby, poetic, and just Jack. Okay, every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just sit back and put your feet up and take your socks off and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. I think I got, got one more. Every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and that I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pen's perspective. All right, back to you, Malish.
All right.
Okay, what a breakdown.
The lady in radio right now. Thank you. Okay, well, Perla Negra, well, thank you so much for joining us. You hang on in there and listen for us. You might spin the block and have another round going, so if you don't mind joining us, we'll be right back.
All right, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Can you hook us up with a tone?
Yeah. That was definitely a dope and a fly piece. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got a song for her. We're going to go into this right now. We'll be back, y'all, after this musical selection.
Murder him. Come kick it in me, shawty. Give me that loving every time. Let me work it hard, get it hard. That vibe is me. Make love to me, girl. Wind up on it. I'm here to rock your world. That vibe with me. Make love.
the new drop top, come ride with me. I ain't got a roof, I've got back shots when I'm out on top. Plus an attitude like Tupac got. Hot chew, I spew every time I come true. What a conundrum, but the na-na-na tastes like rum punch. Make them say, whoa, this shit is like dro. You never seen a dread before.
No.
Yeah, yeah, wicked. Come kick it with me, shorty. I throw that thing like a boomerang. Back shots is what they call me. Round Fox, about go by. Sex game stronger than Barry Bonds in his top. Neck game longer than giraffes giving top. You come first like a wounded shot. Black guy. Lock in the hood, they call me Dougie Fresh. Dudes get beat with the box. Stay deep in the seat of the drop. Like your change, it looks broad in the game. Got the media locked. I'm a bad girl, but I ain't signed a paw. A true bad girl, naughty, that's what's up. Word is the last CI, Foxy I, Wine Bossy I. Get freaky like la-di-da. Yeah, four little rappers, all of them are masterclass. Don't even ask us, all of them are my show. Word to my boy, D.I. Brooklyn, we are back. Rah, rah, rah. Every time I drop my hits, the DJ say, whip game is sick. Every time I pull up, Valentino pump, sick, now man,
pull up,
boom, boom, goody, yes, my body,
good old.
I come catch your girl, yeah, I say that.
Ice cream, just lay back up in the Maybach.
Make your ball and back, I'm on your radar.
None, I got the pizza, Fox, the top of top,
whoa. That's fine with me.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
A baby, baby. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, again, the conversation is about paper wings, words on the line. We can't wait to hear what you guys have, you know, your poetic perspective on a topic. So we're going to get right back into the callers and take next up on the mic. Oh, you guys are in for a treat. It is Epiphany's station manager himself, Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Yo, I am doing good. King Atterbury, Queen Simmons, King and Queen's Quarters. Man, y'all, hey, listen, man, y'all poetry, these tunes, man, whew, taking me back on some of them, man. Some of them taking me back. Good.
King's
good. Let
one,
me show
two,
y'all that tonight.
Thank you.
Nostalgic King, brother. Nostalgic King.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I love it. I'm feeling pretty good, man. I ain't got no complaints, you know. I'm feeling pretty good.
That's just right.
How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, feeling good,
Anthony?
Man.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear your voice. Yeah.
Nice to hear you, too.
Good.
Yeah. Y'all got a topic tonight. I've been listening. We have been missing each other. But I'll be tuning in. I'll be checking you out. Welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, the topic tonight is paper weighings, words on the line. And the question, where do your thoughts go?
Where do my thoughts go? I mean, it depends, honestly. It depends on whatever the first words I scribe, because the formation of the poem kind of takes shape wherever the words go, you know. I get a thought. I can hear a song. I can see an image, you know. I can just be in my feelings, and then the words will just hit me. And my thoughts will go wherever the ink go, you know.
Yeah.
Paper wings, words on the line. I mean, got me thinking like Maxwell over here, pretty wings.
Pretty wings. I have a question specifically for you, Dan. Your life is very, very busy. No. I'm just asking. You have a very busy life, too, you know, and you have the little ones, which always require a lot of focus and attention on them. How do you find time to, like, you know, tune into your poetic side and your thoughts and, you know?
You know, interesting. Sometimes I include my kids, right? Because a lot of times when I'm with them or when they're with me, you would think that I don't have time to write. And generally, I don't. However, I'll hand one of them my phone and say, hey, I need you to type this as I'm speaking. And, you know, surprisingly, they do pretty good. For the most part, I'll write whenever I'm not in their presence most of the time. But when they're around, you know, there are moments when they're all sleeping because they like to stay up late at night and play games and be on their devices. So I'll get up early in the morning while they're all sleeping and I can get some writing done. But, yeah, it's you know, the business of life, you know, you still have to find time for those things that you enjoy because you only get one life. You only get one life. So you have to find time for the things that you enjoy and include others. I find that when I include others in that life is more meaningful and it's worth living more, you know?
Wow. That's a gem right there. Thank you, Poetic. Thank you. That wasn't even
pleasure.
A piece. Okay.
I'm
going to
put that in my secret stash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Words from Dan Meadows. Nah.
All right, because I've been thinking about it the opposite way. I'm like, and I'm thinking like I have to figure out a way to calm the noise or calm the chaos, and then I'll have time, and then I have time. But you're like, no, use it.
Use it to your advantage. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's there for a reason. It's there for a reason.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. We got to learn to work with it. Okay. All right. Thank you. So saith the guru today. I'm digging it. Everybody giving me good advice tonight. I'm appreciating it. This topic is expanding more than I expected. I'm digging it.
You getting some paper wings, baby?
Get them wings.
Yes.
Get them wings.
Yes.
Words on the line.
All right.
We all go on the line, right?
That's true.
Definitely.
That's true. We certainly are.
You brought in some
right,
English.
Well,
see that?
We did. We certainly did, and I can't wait to see how much further it's going to go tonight. So we can get, let's give Dan a chance to take the mic and share some of his poetry that I've been missing. I can't wait to hear what you brought to share with us today.
Absolutely. Well, I've decided to dig back into a little bit of poetic, where the title may sound like one thing, but the piece is completely different. So the title of this piece is called The Crying Soul.
Okay, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. When I make love to your soul, your tears cry. The heart enclosed in your flesh wonders why. The moments you feel me penetrate your belief, your soul gathers itself and sits in a corner to just weep in relief. Because it knows that my elements of making love to you just became sensually succulent into your vision of foreplay to review. All while you view your torrential downpour as something so simple as I yearn for more. So your moisture creates lubrication for me to slide deep into your chasm of seduction, inviting me into a wealth of pleasure, coming from each teardrop of wet closure, opening more heavenly sounds of delight from your lips as I kiss them tonight. Come here. Let me wipe the tears that drop from the ins and outs of rhythmic movements while I'm on top. And you, yes, you, enjoy the new creative way I speak to your soul's love language. I know my words are what you crave as your touch turns me into a savage. Baby, 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 your soul craved me more and more. Your tears called out to my emotions to ravage you slowly and softly. Yes, 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 more. Baby, can you come for me? As often as your soul wants to, just for me. From the Mind of Poetic.
Yo, that piece was dope, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't ready.
That, you know, that was fly high, man, for real.
That
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
oh
you.
Oh my gosh. Whew. That was spicy. That was spicy. I wasn't expecting it. Whew. Oh, wait. Wait. When I make, see, the crying soul, you're right, that did throw me off. He said, when I make love to you, your soul,
I make love
to, your,
to
soul,
your soul,
your tears cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then just talking about how deeply that goes, I wasn't ready for this piece. Because it on the surface is very seductive, but underneath that, it's like this triage for the soul taking place that, you know what I mean, a lot of people kind of miss out on, and that undercurrent is very, very, what gives it depth. I'm really digging this piece. I really am. Oh,
thank
man.
You. I appreciate
you. Ooh, is this piece in one of your books?
No, I just actually wrote it tonight for the show.
Oh, well, did you? Okay.
King Game. King Game.
Hey,
insane.
Listen, fresh ink. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
Let them know,
show
bro.
Them how it's done, poetic. Show them how it's done.
I mean,
show them
your,
how to
your,
do
your
it.
Your ink should always be a reflection of you evolving as a poet.
Mm. Oh. That's true. Mm. I'm dope. I love that. And I really love this piece. I really did. And I'm honored that you brought some fresh ink for our show. That was very beautiful. This was.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you, bro, all the time, man. Family.
I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all like you wouldn't believe.
Mm. Oh, I got so much more to say. I'm going to have to listen to the replay on this one because y'all doing your thing tonight. And I definitely thank you, Poetic, before we let you go, you want to let us know what's going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Oh, man, listen. Before I get to Epiphany, let me invite y'all to tune in tomorrow night. Let's Talk Poetry Eastside Connection with that dude right here, Mr. King Atterbury, and yours truly, Poetic, as we dive into some shop talk. Make sure y'all tune in. And then Thursday night, y'all, listen, the hottest night of the week for poetry, and it is the Get Down Live Open Mic with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. So make sure y'all tune in. Come on out to the Get Down, and let's have a ball this Thursday.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss it.
Ooh, open mic. I like. Yes, definitely. If you're coming through, because that is the hottest seat in town, and you will be, get crowded over there. So you got to make sure that you come in early and get your seat. Yes, indeed. All right. Yes, we will be telling them for the Get Down, Poetic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and we appreciate you for coming through. All right. Don't mind standing by in case we get a chance for another round, okay?
I'll be here.
All right. Thank you. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was poetic. Doing what poetic does. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. Yo, I got a definitely song for my brother, you know what I'm saying, came through with that classic piece. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I said, the pin game is insane. Love that brother. He's a cool dude, family. So we're going to rock it out like this for my bro.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite.
That jam right there, you know what I'm saying? It came through, you know what I'm saying, when it came out. Yeah, that shit was popping.
It was. Okay, and then put it on Suits again. I love to see that. I love to see it. Yes, indeed. All right, well, while we're talking about classic men, the distinguished gentlemen of the Epiphany Radio family are falling through. Another one of our classic men has decided to join us. None other than J. Rob, the wise son. Welcome to J-Rob, Epiphany.
The wise son.
Welcome to King and Queen's Court.
Oh,
how are
shit.
You, J. Rob?
Well, I'm sitting here trying to make fun of Vanny. You'll pick up the phone.
I didn't remember my question was. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to make fun of Van, and you're the impressive one. Lord have mercy.
Hey! King and Queen.
What's up?
Hey.
What's happening?
You chilling, man. We're in the building.
Yes, we are. Uh-huh. Good to hear you.
I'm sitting here listening. I be chilling like every day's Thanksgiving.
Ooh,
so I ain't complaining about
that. Nothing.
You know, I got some things to work through, but why complain about it? It's just something to go through.
I'm chilling.
I'm trying to get a chance to make fun of my brother Van for a little while. And, you know, he knows what a love is. I ain't bothering that man. He all in love. So my insecure ass has got to make fun of him.
It's springtime. You might be next. You know, springtime. You remember Bambi?
Girl,
spring
please.
Is when everyone gets Twitter pated. Is somebody going to grow past you if they will? Feather tail at your nose, and next thing you know, your foot going to be stomping too.
Girl, I had a conversation with Daniel Cupid, and he was like, "I am never coming by your house. You have a bad reputation in the romantic community."
because
me and Daniel Cupid had a misunderstanding. It was a misunderstanding. I didn't mean to put my hands on him.
Uh-oh.
It was a misunderstanding. I thought he was a tooth fairy.
That sounds like... You thought he was a tooth? Wait a minute. This story has more holes.
Cupid.
Wait a minute. I need to know what happened. That took a turn that I wasn't expecting. Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Well,
I just like having fun, y'all.
Yeah.
And it's good to be on your show, and it's good to hear from the both of you. It's been a minute since I've heard either one of you.
Yeah. Right, it has been. It is good to
hear. We appreciate you coming through, though.
We do.
Yeah, man, I'm blessed to finally get a day off that I can come through.
Yeah, you're another one that worked very hard, and you still managed to come through and do what you got to do. We appreciate it. Oh, man. Tonight, the topic we are talking about is paper wings, words on the line, and we want to know, where do your thoughts go?
Queen, it sounds like you're breaking up, beloved.
It sounds like I'm breaking up still?
A little bit. A little bit. I can hear you, but I can't hear you. It sounds very choppy. Am I coming out clear on your side?
Yeah, I can hear you clear. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so sorry about that. All right, so we're talking about paper wings, words on a line, and we want to know where do your thoughts go? That's the question that's posed tonight. So we'd love your perspective on a conversation.
Yeah, y'all going to be mad at me. I really can't hear you. It's coming out choppy. Tell you what, let me hang up and call back in because for some reason I can't hear what you're saying. Like, in the beginning, I heard you, but it was really choppy. So,
no, you hear me?
It probably something on my side, so let me hang up and call back in.
All
right. Wait.
We got you, bro.
Can you hear me okay, King?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was his phone thing. All right. Well, King Rob, I hope you come back through. We can't wait to hear you and get a chance to share some poetry with us, but we're going to keep the party rocking and hope that
we got area code 385 coming through.
Area code 385.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Ms. VIP. Ms.
VIP.
Corner. How are you doing today, Ms. VIP? It's great to hear you.
Well, thank you. You guys are kicking it, and the poets are coming out and showing out tonight.
Yes.
Great show so far.
They are.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We do. Yes, we do. Oh, my gosh. It has been a great night so far, and I know it's going to get even better because I love your poetic perspective. So What's been going on with you? Everything's good. Everything you want to share?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the topic is a good one. It got me thinking. Like the first part, like words on a line, but when the part B or the main question, where did my thoughts go? And my thoughts can go all over the place. But if and like for instance, like I think it was Van said that if you see something on television or something happens in your life to affect you, you immediately wish to write about it. And at times what I do, I just brainstorm. I let it all hang out and don't pay attention to any punctuation, anything. But then I go back and go, what? And then I put it all together. And that's mainly how that goes. So it can be be really in any direction.
Yeah, indeed. I think my issue is a lot with the discipline part, where it's like disciplining yourself to write even when you don't have that. Because for me, sometimes it's like a block of information that comes to me, and I'm like, ooh, let me write that down. And then I'll just write the rest of it. But if that doesn't come to me, and I'm uninspired, that's when you need the discipline to be able to be like, I'm going right through this. And, yeah, I definitely feel that. You got to have that. Right. I feel you. But, let me see. You just sent my mind down a different train of thought that I can't wait to get to, but I appreciate it. And I'll let you know in the back channel exactly where that's ruined to, Ms. VIP. Excuse me. But we do thank you for your perspective. I appreciate it. And I can't wait to hear some of your poetry. When you're ready, I'll make it all yours.
Yeah. Well, I just finished this, so I hope it's good.
Fresh ink. Mic is yours.
Thank you. My thoughts can go in any direction, from strong dislike to affection. For example, the shooting in Nashville made me mad. And sad for those children. The shooter's dead. What now? It's too late. How come nobody did anything? Did anyone see any signs before then? No matter the gender, this act was bad. Lives were taken, and that makes me sad. My thoughts go to uncertainty at times. I don't feel my poetry is any good, like I can't assimilate my thoughts to make people feel as I do, to make them think my ink is enough, to make change or their minds to rearrange. Sometimes my thoughts turn dark. I'm not in the best space. It gets hard to write, and I need to get out of that place. So I do my best to think of these things, of those things that are lovely, pure, honest, and true. Then my thoughts turn to love, and I think of my life and everything I've went through, and how I was prayed for, how I survived through every storm, how the Almighty opened every door. Now my thoughts point my head to the sky, and I live because he never passed me by. And that's that piece.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely floating.
But,
definitely.
And just the honesty.
Piece,
the honesty. I love the honesty and openness. And I can... You know what I realized? Like, you know, when we share that part of ourselves, you never know who feels the way that you feel and the way that you capture it and touch their heart so much, because I'm like, I've been feeling the same way and, you know, kind of getting lost and trying to find your way out of those dark moments of your life and just focus on the light that comes forward and understand that, like you say, he never lets you down. I think of those things that are lovely, honest, and true. Trying to focus on those things when you're in dark places is difficult, but it is a practice that's as important.
Is
anything?
Yes, it is.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And it's very honest and, you know, had to come from a very vulnerable place to be able to admit that. So I appreciate you for, you know, the depth of this piece, for sure. Yeah. King, you have anything to share? King, did you mute yourself?
Oh, see how you rubbing off on me or not?
You see how he always blames on me, Miss VIP.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that on your big brother. On of course I am. I'm gonna pick on you all the time. No, but that was a beautiful piece though. You know what I'm saying? I love the way you and your diva, you know what I'm saying, recite your poetry. It's always beautiful and well spoken, and the vibe is just there. You know what I mean?
So, all right. And I believe that there is. I try to remind myself that, I'm reminding you, like, you know, there is a beauty in your own individual perspective that requires you to, like, take that pen to the paper. That same drive that takes you there is driving you to share it. And I know it's hard to fight. I feel like, I'm not sure if men go through it, because I'm not a man that's been one, promise, no matter how deep my voice can get sometimes. But, like, to know from, like, females, oftentimes we have a issue with, what do you call that? You know, we get, like, a complex of, like, wondering if we're doing enough or, like, what do they call that? It's going to come to me later. But, like, we have a hard time understanding if we're being our honest and authentic self, and if that version of ourselves is enough.
Right.
Constantly.
Oh, right. Okay.
So,
I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? What do they call that?
I don't really know the term,
but
I'm sure it'll come to you.
I'm so sorry. But, yeah,
but
we have a chance.
About.
We don't always. Yeah. So, yeah, you get what I'm talking about, but I'm going to let it go because I'm lost in my words. But I appreciate it so much that you were able to share that because, we all face those things, so we have to be honest enough to be like, there's a word, there is an ear for every word that God gave us to share. And as long as we keep sharing, it'll find that ear and it'll grow from there.
Mm-hmm.
So never, ever stop, no matter what. I want everyone to believe that. So thank you, Ms. VIP. I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Tiffany Radio?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening, my sexy diva, La Pearl Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And Wednesday is up in the air. But, you know, if it goes down, you know, we always have fun. So y'all come out and hang out with us for a little while. Back to you guys.
Sure indeed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, Ms. VIP. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you tune in and stand by in case, you know, we get a chance to share a little bit more of your poetry. We hope that you'll stick by with us, okay?
I'll try.
Okay. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic. Yeah, that was a fly piece.
It was. And I know I started pushing, but it really hit a spot in a soft place in me. And I was trying my best to let her know. But I do appreciate every line of that poem. That was really beautiful.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, we're going to bring our brother back in.
Okay.
J-Rob.
Good evening.
Hey,
y'all
hear me now?
I'm good. Y'all sound clear as a bell now.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna blame this New York City weather. Don't mind me. I'm blaming this New York City weather. It ain't y'all. It's New York. New York is messing up.
All right. Well, while we have you on the line, I do want to give you a chance to, you know, take the mic and paper wings, words on the line. Is the topic of the night, and we want to know where your thoughts go. So if you have any thoughts,
when you
to
say
share
paper wings, like. When you say paper wings, what do you mean?
Hello. I'll look at it a little different than what King was thinking about it, but I like to hear King's perspective on it.
But you want to get my perspective? This paper wings is a piece that me and you wrote together back way a couple
we
years
did.
Ago. Yeah, exactly. We did. See, Jerrell, you see how she threw that on me?
Yeah,
I think of paper bags as, you know what I'm saying? Your paper.
Wow, she was driving the bus.
Huh?
She was driving the bus. All I was,
Yeah. Paper wings, you know what I'm saying? You just let everything take flight. You know what I'm saying? After you finish writing that piece, you know what I'm saying? It get fly by itself. You know what I mean? So that's why I said,
I like that thought. Because for me, paper wings would be what Van and I always talk about when we tell you to stretch your pen. And sometimes you're in the middle of a piece, and for some reason, the pen just takes over and writes by itself. And the piece just tends to take off on its own. Yeah, and then the next thing you know, you have a masterpiece in front of you that sometimes you might not share. You'll just keep it to yourself because it's just that dope for you.
Right.
You're like, nah, I'm gonna keep this one locked in the chamber. They ain't having this one.
Right. That's for the reserve. That's the reserve collection. I feel you.
Yeah. See, that's what I was saying. Yeah,
his perspective came from it from. You guys were on the same wavelength. That's why I turned the mic over to the king. I yielded. You see?
Yeah.
That's submission to the authority on the topic at the moment.
Yeah,
I don't see how.
Like,
That is all I did. Yep. I said, King, what is your perspective, good sir? And somehow...
She said, hey, what you think? Because whatever you think, I'm with it, whatever you think.
Look, and you see how I threw her out there, right? I said, yo, we wrote a piece called Paper Wings a few years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We talked about it as a topic, yes, but the direction I went in was more of like a... You know, it makes me think of something like Icarus, like the idea of, like, taking flight on things that are, like, you know, fragile or too fragile. And that's how I was looking at it. This, I'm like, let me bring it to someone that's ready to expand the topic a little more than I was looking at it from. And that's the only reason why I did that.
And I just looked at it
on me. It's okay.
It's been a while. The paper takes flight. You know what I'm saying? It's some fly shit.
Exactly. Yes. And I love that. I love that idea.
Yeah. How about that, kid? That's all
right. Yeah, I could jump me. I could fight. It's okay. It's all right.
You're taller than everybody. Of course you can fight. You like 6'11"? What the hell, man?
Yeah. You're taller than me.
Yes.
What the hell? Even sitting down, we got to look up to you.
Yeah.
King.
I love being the Amazon in the room. I'm sorry.
Sitting down, she's 6'3". And then them heels come on, it's like, we don't even make ladders that high anymore. What the hell, man?
Okay.
What the hell?
Oh, goodness.
I just say hello and keep it pushing. I ain't trying to get hurt. Amazon's punch hard. I'm not trying to get hurt.
Oh, man.
Wonder Woman.
Okay.
She's coming from Paradise Island.
Exactly.
Hell,
man.
But it's all right. I could take it tonight. But I do want to hear something that I have missed. I haven't heard your poetry in a while. I've been kind of MIA. Show me how they rock.
You've been a little MIA, but it's all good. You're still with the family, so it's all gravy. I got some fresh ink. I'm kind of hashing on Sappy, so you know, we ain't doing Sappy. I told you, me and Daniel Cupid, we got beef. Every time he hit me with that arrow, it always ends up, you know, me looking at somebody that looks just like me, and they got breasts, and I'm like, I make an ugly looking girl, so that's not happening. So, no, I've been anti Sappy.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, but you know what?
Daniel Cooper don't have taste. It's cool. That's all I'm saying. He ain't got taste.
Okay.
All my boys he hit up, they all end up with drop-dead gorgeous women, including Van. And then, you know, I get shot and her knuckles are dragging the ground. I'm like, this is not fair.
I deserve love.
But what do you want? What is it that you're looking for? We were just talking about earlier.
I want her knuckles not to drag the ground. And I don't want her to say the word mother with a V.
Oh, what about scrimp with a K?
Say again?
No. What about shrimp with a K?
What if she what?
If she says shrimp with a K.
If she says scrimp, it has a deal breaker. She can't speak English.
Okay.
Because if she says scrimp and mother, she's like the girl in the Eddie Murphy comedian. She's like your wife's a Bigfoot, isn't she, Gus? You shaved it down and taught her how to speak.
Oh gosh. No. But you know what you got to think about? You got to build her. Build her in your head how you want
you
her.
You got to teach her English. I hear you. I got to go in the woods and find
so
you can shave down.
No. You don't have to do that. Maybe polish it off a little bit, but you got to think about what you want because there's a million things you don't want, but have you thought about exactly what you want and what that would look like if it came walking at you?
You know what's funny? My pastor said, tell God what you want. And I had a conversation with God. He was like, come on, stop it. You're making me laugh. My stomach hurts. I'm like, really? Come on.
Oh,
okay.
My God. Absolutely. Yeah, that's true.
He's like,
I mean,
God is like, you might as well believe in Santa Claus before any of this stuff happens. So, okay, it's cool. I'm all right.
Oh,
I'm going to just live vicariously through.
You're
all of y'all.
If you go to it with the Santa baby wish list, where everything is, exceedingly and abundant, but if it's like, how does she feel? How does she act? How does she cook? Does she give you that home-cooked food energy, or is she, she wants you to go out every night, and, do you want someone that likes the finer things, or... someone that's, I like to think of it that way because I think when you're looking for certain things, you miss the thing that you actually want.
She was like, I got expensive taste. I eat scrimp scampi.
She eats scrimp, yes. She eats scrimp straight from the
scrimp. Scrimp
from the screen.
Scrape from the screen, exactly. She thinks licorice is a delicacy. I'm like, never mind.
Okay. It's not.
No.
Okay. Back to the poetry, shall we?
Yes, ma'am.
Before we get fired, the boss man is listening. We have to be.
Oh, I got to be back on my P's and Q's. I can't get fired because I got nowhere else to go if I get fired. Yes.
Right. So. I would love to hear the poetic piece that you brought to share with us tonight, good sir. When you're ready, the mic is yours. The mic is yours.
Thank you so much. Whew. I was trying not to get fired. A long time ago in Bronx, back in the ghetto, the world was changing and romance was in the air. You see, R&B had a love affair with funk. After they dated jazz, and after jazz dated gospel, but found out that gospel was still in love with the blues, only to find out that they all dated poetry, who was such a powerful influence, and they all knew it. But since she loved music, while she lived in the South Bronx, and all those dates produced a mesmerizing, profound sound that she called culture. And culture held hands with all the breakbeats, 10 seconds at a time, like rhythmic speed dating, but was in love with this entity twice her age named spoken word. But spoken word was the youngest child of poetry who made love to slow jazz and gave birth to a quad squad that she named the dancer, the DJ, the MC, and artistry. And they took the best parts of everything that she gave them, and they started crews all around the city slowly, and the crews started rhyming. But when they
needed music, they got to the DJ and let the DJ spun. The DJ needed a melody, so the MC reincarnated his grandfather poetry and started to flow. And flow was so sick that the dancer hit the concrete and started breakdancing. And the artist captured it all without a camera and called his work of art graffiti. And it caught on instantly. It slowly spread globally. They did this day and night, and it would never stop. But one day they asked, who did they think they were? And they all held hands and said, I am my mother's child. But you, you can call us hip-hop. And that's that piece. I'm a deep ashamed soul.
There you go. Dropping it off, brother. Dropping it off. Appreciate that piece.
No, that was. Wait a minute. I'm like, this was
New York
like,
talk.
Yes, it's like a legacy of the fundamental flow of like who we are as a culture and how it evolved just through those eras of music and how they marry one another and relate and you make them dated. I'm like, this man. Oh my god. R&B had a love affair with funk, and that part about gospel was in love with, turned out gospel was in love with the blues. People don't realize how that you know, those arcs that bridge into one another, that evolved into the music that became the culture that is us. And you broke that down really, really in the flyest way. That was very fly.
I have a T-shirt line, and part of the T-shirt line, one of the first shirts that I did said Negro Spirituals plus the blues plus ragtime jazz, plus gospel, plus swing, plus rock and roll, plus bebop jazz, plus rhythm and blues, plus go-go, plus new jack swing, plus house music, plus hip-hop, plus neo-soul equals the history of black music in America to the world. You're welcome.
And that's
a
line
where this piece comes from.
That was fly. I like that. I need that shirt, too. And you said that's a line that you have?
Yeah, I created a line of shirt called Positive Images. And the name of the company is A Deeper Shade of Soul. And,
Deeper Shade of Soul.
Yeah, some of the stuff y'all are going to love. It surrounds music. It surrounds poetry. We have stuff that says, if you want to know what poetry tastes like, kiss a black woman.
God, excuse my language. Oof.
No.
That's a whole poem right there in and of itself.
Yeah.
Huh. Jeez. Check that out. Where can we find it? A Deeper Shade of Soul.
The website will be up shortly. It's called A Deeper Shade of Soul. And then I describe exactly what A Deeper Shade of Soul stands for. But all of this is where we get our music from. And a lot of our stuff has been, people have gentrified our genius and have created us to be what they call liberated social lambs that are led to social slaughter. But you can't take away what we created and how everybody else has benefited. Mm-hmm. So that's where the shirts are coming from.
You see?
So I hope y'all like
why
this. This is going to be kind of dope.
Mm. Yeah, definitely going to pop that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, these are going to be dope. And of
that's
course,
amazing.
I'm in New York, so everything is almost in orange, blue, and white because those are the New York colors. So we'll make it rock.
We'll allow it. We'll allow it because it's so fly. We'll allow y'all to be New York. No. I'm just kidding.
You so good to me.
But I love it. I can't wait to see how that evolves because it's not just a product. It's a you know, it's education. It's the way you do things. It's like you seek to not only not entertain but to educate through your words and through your actions. And I see more growing. The T-shirts that you described so far, I can't even wait to see those. But I know it's going to be more because the mind of the wise son. You guys get a sneak peek into that. That's a beautiful thing.
I'm trying, y'all. So I appreciate y'all. Hey, dig it. I know y'all got
appreciate you too, bro.
On. Thank you for hearing me out for a little while. And I miss being on your show, and hopefully I can get on here some more. So y'all have a great night. I'll be talking with y'all soon. Salute and peace to both of you.
And we will see you on the Get Down. It sounds like you're running off, but check him out on the Get Down, right, this week?
Well, I'm trying to promote your show. You got people behind me. Thursday night is open mic night, like Van said. It's the last Thursday of the month. Come through and spit whatever is on your heart. Make it funky.
Right.
Make it dope, and it's your poetry, so the world's your oyster. And like my man in Public Enemy said, show us what you got. Show us what you got.
Yay.
Yeah, definitely will come.
All right,
well.
All right. Yes, we will. Can't wait to be there. All right, we'll see you there. J-Rob, thank you so much for joining us again. One love and one mic.
Love y'all.
One love and one mic.
J-Rob, why fun, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. That was tight.
Definitely was on that. And I definitely got the fly song for him, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Love through.
So right, that brother right there, he definitely is one of these.
Rare breed. Kendrick Lamar. Read up. This is for my niggas that be hard blacked out. Hit the streets 100 deep. What Red Breed about? Riding hard. Been the corners, the girly zoners. Leave a hater scar. Big dresses sit at the stoplight. Road glides and road kings deep in my hindsight. You do it right or don't do it at all. Put that candy paint on it. Ride them 23s, homie. Custom seats, custom brakes. Hit the streets and ball. Center of attention like buying them in Gasol. Oh. You know that killer Californication. When you feeling like you sitting on a ceiling chasing dreams, hoping this conglomerate can run the nation. It's abomination how we bomb your block. I'm talking Big Punch, K-Dub, Baby Slip, Billy, Badass, Rare Breed, we all we got. See them out, show them love, chunk the deuce, give it up. It's a lot of bike clubs, but they not this hot. Nope. Pounding on the highway stretch, all blacked out, making sure we on deck. Might catch us on them dresses or the road glass, yeah. Tell the world I'm a Rare Breed, baby. That to the death though, too on point and seeing decimals. I ain't lying, pounding on the interstate in the state that shines. Oh, he might be in the hood near you, around the globe, baby. Rare breed under control, baby. The pipes loud, the movement in tight crowds. We heated up in the cold, baby. It's 3 degrees out, then you should see me out. The sea bout, the kitty cats and how they go me out. Ha ha, we be the father, I'll probably drive by, so don't bother. Show you infants how to whip it. Have a bye-bye. Posers try to hang, then we hang on by the kala. Silk, Lenny, Rare Breed family. Stunting hard like a black circus, voila. Breed up or speed up, get ahead. So with that said, bye-bye. Pounding on the highway stretch, all blacked out, making sure we on deck. Might catch us on them dresses or the road glass, yeah. Tell the world I'm a Rare Breed, baby.
Indeed. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you, if you're listening online, it is nearing the 11 o'clock hour. So if you'd like to share, there's still time to give us a call, 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one so that we can hear your beautiful voice. All right, King, are you ready to get back to our lovely callers tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's get busy.
Okay. All right. Ooh, it looks like next up on the mic is Mr. Tuesday Night, Epiphany's own Mojave. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight, huh?
I am in fine form. Good. I can't complain.
What's going on, huh?
That's good.
What's happening, King? How are you doing? All right, my brother?
Yes. It's good to hear you. It's good to hear you. There was a lot going on, and you are still in our prayers and hoping that you're finding your strength. You know, it's good to hear you.
I cannot front. I've been surrounded by amazing folks despite everything that's going on. This is a virtual crossroads on that. But, you know, I'm going to have to shout out to Honey Drippers. They've been stellar, just beyond anything I could ever hope for, you know. And then Sarah was in town to bury her grandmother, and she came out with sauce. And we hung out with a lot of good laughs. It was good stuff. So, I mean, I've been getting on the horse slowly but surely, but I'm about to flex on it one time for everything else because I'm way behind. So I'm about to, you know, put my Iron Man armor back on and get back to it. So that's what I'm going to
do. Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love to hear it. I love that for you. I can't wait. Can't wait to see what you have brewing and give you a chance to let us know what you have going on. But before we get to that, conversation tonight is about paper wings. And the way that King explained it and the way that J-Rob expanded on it, I understand. Words on the line. And where do your thoughts go?
Where do my thoughts go?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. Right now, that's a confusing question for me. I'm not my normal self, so I can't really sit here but like give you super eloquent answers I used to do. When you say, you know, paper wings, I think paper planes. That's all I can think about.
Yeah.
Where's on line? Okay. So that's kind of where my mind went off the top. But then again, I'm in this mode right now trying to remember everything that has to do with my brother. So a lot of the stuff that I've been going through, a lot of the past memories, you know, have brought me to different junctions and different things. And so that's why paper planes my mind, because you think about how somebody actually made a paper plane or what you would do. You know, that's one of the first toys that you'd be like, oh, I can make a paper plane. So paper wings, in that sense, is kind of like a metaphor for that. So that's the way I see it. I don't know about anything else. But also the completely different.
That's true. But you tied it back to a memory, and that's the beauty of the topic, to give you a chance to come from it with your own perspective, and that's a special perspective to you that it makes a lot of sense. It does, because that's what, similar to what I was thinking, like things made of paper as opposed to paper taking off and becoming a different form the way that they were looking at it. But both of those are beautiful perspectives, and I like what you brought to it as well. So, and as far as the poetry goes, I can't wait to hear. Well, King, did you have anything you wanted to add before I move forward?
Nah.
All right, probably.
Anything good.
Okay.
I'm saying let bro do his thing a lot, because I'm waiting.
Okay.
You know, say it's some flashy.
Right.
You know, say he always come through
right.
Something. You know what I mean? Well, yeah. Listen, I don't really think there's far more fire poets than this. I want to point that out. I was having a conversation today. I said, listen, I don't really be caring. I just, whatever comes out is coming out, and that's where it's going to be.
Absolutely.
So, but anything
for
else,
sure.
My cousin got up there just some super shit, and he always be like, nah, you know, he'd be yelling at me. But I'm like, yo, undisputed, you know, history of hip-hop, able to talk about music and culture in such a way. I was like, I wouldn't say the jealous because I'm a native.
But, you know, I just can't stand this monkey. That's what I'm going to say. I know you're going to say this monkey. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel funny.
No,
it reminds me a lot. Excuse me. What were you guys saying? I'm sorry. I'm going to cut somebody off.
No, I say it reminds you a lot of what?
I remember there was a piece of a long time ago, like one of the first pieces I remember of yours that you did on the poetry corner. And it was like, I think there was like four different perspectives that you personified as like different women. And I don't remember exactly how it went,
I got, it was like, I got three badass poems running around, three poems, they won't sit down, they won't shut up.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all got some classics that just ring in your mind and stay there forever. And I think that is the essence of what we do. You want to be remembered for, like, you know, not necessarily famous, but you want to be remembered for, like, the perspective that you brought to it and the effort and the energy that you brought to the lines that you produce every day. And I think you guys do that, and you definitely do that. I can't wait to hear what you brought tonight, but that's definitely like one of my favorite pieces. That's the place that I was like, ah, yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Not to mention a lot of the other King Drip pieces, but like that was one of the pieces that showed another side of you that I was like, ah, that's man, got some range on him. All right, now let's see his hands. But
I'm trying to
tonight.
It's weird. You know, he was like, I was talking to like have a conversation. He was like, blah blah blah. He's like, you know, you don't really be talking about process, but when you talk, like, you really be saying some stuff. And I'm like, I can do what other people do. I just like what they do better than what I do. So that's how that works. But I still talk process, and, you know, and some of the traditional canon poets believe that they didn't believe in the afterlife, but they believe if they wrote their words down that they would live forever through their poems. And in some cases, that's actually right. That's true. But,
that's true.
You know, so when we're thinking about who we are, as far as our poetry is concerned, you know, somebody might unearth this 2,000 years from now, and find out that, you know, how we live, what our culture was through our words. And they'll probably have a whole different boundaries and metaphors and how things exist. But they'll be in the middle of the culture, what it is that we did right in this moment. You know, and that'll be the beauty of what it was that existed beyond us, the paper wings that flew and carried who we were into the future.
There you go. You see? See? You see what you did there? Okay. All right. You're going to leave that right where that is at, and we're going to see what's on that. All right. That's beautiful. That is very well put, because I think that is the importance of it, to do what Mojave does and get on out of your way. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
I just would like to point out, this is a drop in Screwed. Remix, King's Rip remix of Inside Me by Minnie Riperton, the original person. So if it's too loud, let me know. I'm about to tell. Okay, hold on. Is that too loud?
No.
You hear it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
There is something about magic, how it appears and how we lose us in moments unkind. I find that magic has always been about wonder, childlike, like light shining through a window. The first time you seen a beam that stayed, watched how the particles of dust flow through it, you knew it was magic. The way a day would appear full of promise and play every day seemed to give you magic. And what it's giving And what it's giving is the light of day versus coming in when there are street lamps that come on, these fireflies and fireworks, the crisp ball returning. I was sowing my feelings for you. I just wanted to hold you for a little bit longer, touch you, watch your eyes fill with love, and you nest inside my arms, how my skin hungers for the other elven silk, your intimacies. Distance not a meaning, a thing as you cover yourself in the warmth of your memory. These wings of paper that shape wishes blown on wind float like how summer here floats at the notion of your sweat, a treble clef, emotions, insurrections in your soul direction, how your eyes hold my reflection, frozen in the bliss and a hesitant kiss. I'll wait, abate, Cupid's advance, past memories dance, sweet, sticky, covered in sweat, the impact of hips and lips exploratory. Remember, squeeze this essence into the wine of your mind, taste it and rewind. Know that I was there in every moment, in every laugh. Magic. I frame your existence as I build bridge on the ridge of hip, neck, and clit. My saliva, a sativa, keeps you high. The reflection in your eyes. I hold these wishes, folding each corner, holding schoolboy desires of a passing fire to watch you fold gently into my arms, softly, then fly. Magic. Paper wings. It is how this memory sings, dances across every single note as it emotes all that I feel for you. Watch me. Blow this paper wings gently into the sky, wondering why it doesn't return. My yearn will always be my yearn, for what I seek to earn is always a moment that lasts forever. And that's the beat.
That's what's up, bro. That is what's up. Coming through like it's brand new. Dope piece, brother. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed that. Love it.
Oh, man. How can you make a piece melancholy, sensual, sexy, and like at the same time? It should not be something that we can experience all at once. Not okay. It's not. But I really love this piece. It's like the way you began describing the elusive illusions of the magic, and then just let it evolve and then devolve into the emotion that you're feeling and the flesh parts of it. Just okay. You did that. That's all I can say. That's all I am willing to say. I rather enjoyed this piece very much. Let your saliva be a sativa, sir. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll leave it at that then. That's that now. Well, yeah, for sure. This really was. I didn't know which way it was going from the beginning, but that was fly. That was definitely dope. Oh, man. Oh, okay. All right. So, before we let you go, Mavi, please let us know what you have going on, not only in Epiphany Radio Universe, but beyond.
Okay, so let me just run this real quick. Let me do what I normally would do, because I've been so far away from it. But let's go. Let's try this, you know, on the upside.
Okay. Let's do it. Do it.
Wait a second. Hey, what are we doing over here? Okay, hold on. It's not doing what I needed to do. So how's this one doing it? Okay, that's not doing it. But this one's not doing it. All right, that's weird. There's just some weird stuff that just happened. Apparently, it wants to do something differently. So we're just going to do it this way. Yo, everything is not working. This is the weirdest thing ever. Okay, hold on. Oh, I know what happened. I'm just on some goofiness right now. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I just cut the whole joint off. That's why. And I was like, and I cut the volume, and it was on zero. So let me try this one more time. Okay, here we go. All right, low volume. All right. Tomorrow on the 50 Radio Universe, of a real entertainment network. We present to you the Honey Dripper Podcast 2.0 episode, who knows, but we are going to get back to the business of bringing this most excellent and beautiful words of erotic poetry to the stage here on the 50 Radio Universe. We'll be featuring Alid in the Six, I believe Epiphany 19. There's another Epiphany out there. And I forgot the other sister's name, but yes, most definitely an incredible set of individuals who are incredibly dope. And we're going to make a big splash when we come back. Then next Sunday, I have no idea what we're doing in 100th Room. But the last time I told them, they said, fold me like a pencil, let's get naughty. So I don't know if I should leave them alone.
No.
I don't know if I should leave them alone and let them program rooms, but the room was really fire, so I can't front. I'm just mad that they cut the replays off. We did so much fire, like, and everybody was freestyling. It was crazy. I have put all the remixes in. Everybody's in there just knocking stuff out. No replays. So we're going to fix that. We're going to come back. You know, rock the replays, get everything else going. And then this month, as you know, is the month of the Drip Fest in Albany, New York. It's going to be amazing. Full drippage, Urban Guerrilla Theater, hip-hop performance, drip in full effect, live band led by our very own pretty provocative poet. It is going to be rather sick. It's going to be really dope stuff. And more importantly, expect... So there's going to be some incredible work, you know, because I'm going to rock this last week. I was going to be featuring Essential Mortal, the sister named Kendra from Tennessee. It's, some of the people coming through are just monstrous, and they're going to do some incredible things. And then our next war council is going to be one of the most slanginess of opinions. It's going to get ugly. Bring your, you know, your shit kickers, because we're going to kick some shit. It's going to be serious. You know, it's going to be a lot of arguing, so we're going to be there for it. It's going to be really crazy. And then I'm doing a special show for Drift Fest following that, which is, I'm just going to throw everything at you for the kitchen sink. So it's going to be fun. But here on the 50 Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go, having gone before. Back to you, Serena.
Look at that. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. That was awesome. Yes, Mr. Commercials, I'm glad to see them back, and I can't wait to see everything unfold. So we will be front and center. I'll definitely be there. You know, it's always a good time with the Drip. If you can ever make it to a Drip event, you will be doing yourself a great service. Because great people.
It really is. It really is. All right. Well, Javi, again,
you know, you know it's so crazy? Because Thanos is coming.
Oh.
He's coming. He's coming.
Is he going to sit? Because he did in the last time I saw him in Atlanta.
He's coming. Matter of fact, we still wait. We waiting on these edits now, waiting for these next edits. But he's coming to do a whole bunch of stuff for me. Like I'm doubling up. Like I got somebody who's from the newspaper, you know. Like I'm going crazy. I'm trying to you know teach black people a lesson. But like I'm like listen, you know. So I said listen, we do black people stuff. But if y'all don't want to come in and act like y'all wayward, we gonna tell the white folks to come. Y'all gonna be like, hey, that's a black folks sound for saying this problem. Money is green though. Money is green. Money is green. So and that's what I was having arguments with self already. Self was like blah blah blah. I said B. I said, you don't have no plus ones. You have no plus ones. I said, don't even try it. Don't act like it. Don't do it the day of the thing. I said, it's going to be a sad day. It's going to be a sad day. Your people show up. And they get put out. Like, Self said, I can get it for free. I believe Self ain't running it.
Hey, got to do. Got to put down the hammer.
Nah,
got to drop the hammer.
I was like, yo, B. I said, it was like 15. He let these 15 people. I was like, really? I was like, yeah.
15 people?
Like he's killing me. I said, B, you gotta do something. I was like, I'm not. We will not have it. You know, I was like, Mbaku, we will not have it today. I'm not doing it. Nah. All right, I gotta go.
No.
Probably somebody else.
Okay.
I'm in my plane. All right.
Thank you, Hub. Love you for coming through. One love, one mic.
Thank you, brother. One love, one mic. Thank you, King. Thank you,
bro.
No doubt, man.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mojave coming through, doing what he does. We're going to hit you guys with another song selection and then get back into a few more of these callers. King.
Here we go.
Take it away.
Dedicate. This one right here goes out to my homie with the drink. Know what I mean? I write what I see, right to make it right, don't like what I be. I'd like to make it like the sights on TV. Quite the great life, so nice and easy. See, now you can still die from that, but it's better than not being alive from straps. Agreed, a meat notebook and a big that clip when it's pushed and a whack ass beat. That's a track that's weak that he got last week, cause everybody in the stool was like that's that heat. A bass heavy medley with a sample from the 70s with a screwed up hook that went
stack that cheese.
Something.
Stack that cheese.
Mother, sister, cousin.
Stack that cheese.
He couldn't think of nothing.
Stack that cheese.
He turns down the beat, writer's block MPs. Crying from the next room, a baby in need of some pampers and some food and a place to sleep. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC. Yeah.
One you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip hop can save me. One you never heard of, I push it hard to put the thought. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop can save me.
Reps Northside, so he rocks them braids. 1,100 friends on his MySpace page. Stack that cheese, got 700 plays. Producer made him take it down, said he had to pay. Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XD boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the graves, had it up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Down baby mama, who he really had to honor, cause she was his biggest fan. Even let him use a Honda to drive up to Dallas with her. Open up for amateurs, let him keep a debit card so we could put gas in it. Told her when he get on, he gon' take her to the gallery or buy everything but the mannequin. You dig, 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 dig.
One you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip hop can save me. One you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip hop can save my life.
This man
Stone Cold said your time might be now. They played your freestyle over Wipe Me Down. They played it two times, said it might be crowned as the best thing out the H-Town in a while. He picked up his son with a great big smile, rapped every single word to the newborn child. Then he put him down and went back to the kitchen and put on another beat and got back to the mission to get his mama out the hood, put her somewhere in the woods, keep his lady looking good, have her rolling like she should. Show us home is this a way other than that flipping yay. Bell his homie out of jail, put a lawyer on his case. Throw a concert for the school, show the shoulders that it's cool. Throw some candy on the cat and chuck the deuce and act a fool. Man, it feels good when it happens like that. 2 days from going back to selling crack. Your third, third, third.
Once you never heard of I, push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you saved me. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you saved my life. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you saved me. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the thug.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. We are rounding out. Oh, it's almost 11:30. Let us get to the remainder of our callers, because you know how we feel here at Epiphany. No poet left behind. So, King, let's get to our last few callers and make it happen. It looks like next up. By the way, we thank you guys for patiently waiting. We know it's getting a little bit late. But next up on the mic, we have our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Lady A, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How about you?
Chilling in the building.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we are. How's it going? How's everything been?
Oh, it's going. I have a lot on my plate, have had for a couple of years now, and just day to day for me. And, this poetry is a relief for me.
It definitely is. Yeah. You got to keep in mind to only take it one day at a time and one bite at a time, mm-hmm. one poet, and one beautiful piece of artwork at a time. You are really doing your thing with the art that you've been sharing. It's really beautiful.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. It's yeah. a play, you know, with writing poetry and my art, I can disappear into it and not have anything cloud my vision or make me feel negative or anything like that. It's a real positive influence on my life, and I love it. I love that what it does for me, and I love that others enjoy it too, and that makes me want to do more painting and more writing. So yeah, it's a good thing, great thing.
It's a beautiful outlet. It's a beautiful outlet, and you do it so well. You really
Thank
do.
You.
It's this poetry group that's here in New Jersey in Newark called the Cry Out Cave, and they have this thing called Poetry is My Release, and it's
yeah.
scream that. And I'm like, that is so true. It can be such a release if you will just, you know, give into it, like submit to the words that come through you and be honest enough to share them. Sometimes that's the hardest part, being open enough to
share. And sometimes you hesitate to share because like you were asking about what drives you kind of thing to writing or put your
yeah.
pen to paper. I find your topics really interesting in the sense that I have to figure out what they really mean. So what does
yeah.
she want from that? What does they want from that? I wasn't sure. So,
But see, that's the thing. It's not per se what we want. It's what the word
yeah.
or the idea of what, you know, what you take from it, and then we expect that and nothing more. It's not like, you know, no
yeah.
grading or anything. It is what you feel, what it invokes in you. We definitely want to
yeah.
hear that.
Yeah, I find words, you know, are so beautiful, and moving and almost on a spiritual level and healing, really cathartic. And I love that about, you know, I write a lot of different kinds of poetry, but some people, they're like, oh, they're so dark, that poetry's dark. I always, when I'm doing something like that, I'm remembering where I came from, number one, how I've grown out of my childhood, so to speak. But it's there to remind you of what life is really about. And I think even the dark poetry, for me, is beautiful poetry. It's a way of expressing what's so deep in my soul that others may think, oh, it's, you know, so it's dark or it's negative. I don't think it is. I think it's a beautiful place to rise from, remember, and to learn from. And so I guess that kind of says it in a nutshell. But
But, you know, there was a conversation that I heard in one of the poetry groups that I attend called Poetic Therapy, where they were saying, like, you know, it's our responsibility as poets not to just, you know, to not only share the dark parts of it, but to bring people into the light that you found from it. Because I feel like everything that we go through, you could bring, you know, I think those pieces are meant to bring people into the light, to find people in those dark places and show them that there is light to be found from it. So, yeah, keep sharing your unique perspective. We definitely love it just as it is. But tonight, the topic, paper wings, words on the line, where do your thoughts go? And the way King explained it, I won't be as succinct as he is, but unfortunately it seems that if I call on him, I'm throwing him under a bus. So I will try I'll try to interpret it. What he was saying is, like, you know, your words get a chance to take off, and where do your mind go when you just allow paper to pen and just let it go as it goes? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, and I think, too, that I don't know. I think the learning part of it is to, you know, as a very young kid, 5 or 6 years old, I remember saying to myself at that time, you know, I'm never going to be like my mother, and I'm never going to marry anybody like my father. And I was really young. I was like I said, 5 or 6 years old, and that survivor instinct was there back then. I didn't know that's what it was called back then. But I can be thankful for all of the stuff that I've been going through and still going through in some ways, because I am the person that I am, and I like who I am. I really do. I like who I've become. And I think that's important to learn and be a different person than what your circumstances are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's very true. I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. And I love that perspective. Thank you so much for bringing it to us. And I can't wait to hear the poetry.
Well, I'm going to read a poem that shows a little bit of where I came from as a kid and what we experienced as kids. And it's called Her Perfume.
Okay.
Down the staircase, she floated. Oh, sorry. Down the staircase, she floated, gold lamé top and full-length black crepe skirt with a slit up the side. Her hair was done in a French bun, and diamonds shimmering on her left hand, and coral lipstick enhanced the freckles on her face. I stood at the bottom of the stairs thinking how beautiful she was, and gasping, saying so. She smiled and drifted past me, and her scent filled the space we were in. Chanel number 5, she wore it exclusively. My memory speaks of this moment as though she were a movie star. No, really, a true movie star, so beautiful was she. A New Year's Eve party was being hosted at our house, and she was the star. All the men paid her the highest of compliments, and she loved every second of it, shamelessly flirting with them the entire night. I couldn't help but wonder if her perfume lingered on their jackets or shirts. Mother was in her element, a socialite fulfilling her duties as hostess. What a disappointment we children were to her. She never wanted kids. Her place was mingling with the rich and famous, throwing parties and attending parties where every few minutes a flash of a camera lit the room. Like Scarlett sitting under the great oak with every available man gathered around her, just dying to do anything for her, feeling like kings just to serve her with her favorite drink. My mother was so beautiful and sweet and charming, so endearing to all who met her and had the privilege of her company. And then they went home. The sour, bitter, abusive mother was back. She was angry because she was stuck with us, and my father would be drunk and accuse her of blatantly flirting, and then she lay unconscious on the kitchen floor. And peace.
That's an experience. Huh. Mm. Nice piece.
Thank you.
Really was. And it's the way you can color. You have a way of coloring up, fleshing up a room where it's like I can see her on the staircase and I can see the how small it might have made, or how it might have made you feel like you were in a room that you didn't belong. But I can almost see, like, these children that didn't belong or felt like they didn't belong there. And then, you know, you can see it up until the last line, which is very, it made my heart drop because I didn't expect that. But I understand that is your experience. And that's, oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine. Whew.
Yeah.
But that was,
that's how we lived our life. That's what it was like for us. And so looking back on something like that, I can sit here and say, that I became a better person for myself, but I became a better person than my parents were. And I'm thankful for that. I have, you know, something to offer, and it may be a lot of sadness in my life, but it's all in how you deal with it, right?
It is.
And writing
is
the freedom of thinking.
Right. And I always say to my, especially to my children, like, it's, you know, it's only a tragedy if you don't take something away from it to learn from it. So, and then you hold on and nurture those things that you learn from it, and then what you were meant to be will grow from it, because nothing happens by accident, and your life isn't just your life. There is an evolution meant to come from your experience that you're going to leave here. And you're more responsible for that than how you feel. You know what I mean? So when you channel that into your work, and then your work can touch another soul, and like Mojave was saying earlier, that soul might be here. It might not be one that gives you the accolades you're expecting today, but when the years come back and, you know, years move forward and others look back on these words and understand your experience, they can feel that because you've made it that real, poignant, and it's that much more important. Every line, every time you get up and you push through and you find a way to channel that into art, that art is meant to touch someone that you might never meet. You know what I mean? So keep doing your thing, Lady A, and I definitely love your individual work. And, you know, you stay in my prayer.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Oh, I'm tearing up. But we are going to...
Keep doing your thing.
Indeed. Thank you so much. And make sure that you come back through next Monday. You know, every night of the week, there's a show going on here at Epiphany, but we love to hear you. And we do want to get to
Thanks.
The last remaining caller. So we're going to let you go. We appreciate you. One love and one mic, sweetheart.
One love, one mic. I love you guys.
Thank you.
One love,
one
mic. Love you, too.
One love,
one mic. Oh, is someone cutting the onions? I felt that. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A, and that was a very touching piece. Thank you for bringing it. Alright, it is getting pretty late. It's now 11:30, and we do want to make sure that everyone is heard. So we're going to move on to our next and final caller of the evening, which is, we should say last, but certainly not least, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Thank you so much for your patience and for joining us tonight. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Can you hear me? Welcome. Welcome,
Larry,
how are you?
What up,
boss man?
What it do? What it do, your royal?
I'm chilling.
Dinosauruses, how are you?
We are good.
We're
having fun out here.
Yes,
I see. Trina, it's good to hear your voice once again. My brother King, man, y'all doing a good thing up in here. I love the music, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes, we do. And it is great to hear your voice as well. And we appreciate you for hanging in there. I know it's been a long night, and you stay with your hands in a million different pots and on the plantation and back and forth. So appreciate you for hanging in there with us.
Well, thank you. It's been a beautiful show. It's been beautiful.
Thank you. So we're talking people wings, words on the line. How do you flow? That is the question.
We'd love to hear your perspective on that. Thank you. I like the way you presented that. Paper wings. Words on lines, how do you flow? When I think of paper wings, it really touches me when I hear that. For some reason, I don't know why. As poets, I look at us each individually as loose leaf sheets, you know, in which we write upon. And we're all our own sheet. And as poets, we wear our writings on our skin, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I think about wings, when you said wings, I picture wings with writings on them, our writings. And you talk about how do we flow? It's all on our wings, you know, those line by line. When you combine the phrase lines according to your you know, what you're putting out here tonight. Paper wings, and you add lines to them, and I don't know, it's all a metaphor, one big metaphor to me. And how do we flow as poets individually? You know, we just had a sample of that from the different poets that hit this mic tonight, how differently we all flow, you know. When we spread our wings and share those lines, you know, so I think like that.
Yeah. See, look at that. You see, I love that. I love how everyone can come to a topic and bring something different and beautiful to it. Because I got to find it, but there was a picture where someone had actually made a pair of three-dimensional wings out of the paper from a book. And I feel like that would be a perfect picture prompt to go with this topic from the way that you explained it. So, you see, everyone can bring something different to it, and it can actually have a different meaningful purpose. I love that. I really do.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, as it is, the hour is closing. I know I've been very chatty tonight because I've missed you guys. I've missed the queue being full of people enthusiastic to be able to share with us, you know, because I think we all just passed a very blue season, you know, January and February. It's kind of hard on folks. I know especially me for personal reason, but more than just me. Those winter blues can get the best of people. And now I feel like spring, everybody's springing back into who they were, and, you know, the flesh. Yeah. It's pinking up, and the poetry is coming back out, and that energy is getting back vibrant. So,
they're all sprouting those wings. Everybody's sprouting those wings.
Yeah, there you go. So you brought it back to it. Okay.
That's right. It's time to show them off, you know. Flutter.
Yes. I'm loving that. All right. Well, we're going to let you get to the poetry portion of the evening. So we can't wait to hear the piece that you brought to share with us. When you're ready, the mic is
Well, thank you. Don't look for nothing extravagant. I just picked up my pen while I was listening to the program, so You know, just got it.
Always fresh ink, making it feel special.
This might be strange and weird. Don't judge me, but this is what I wrote, and I hope y'all can get something from it or feel it or whatever it may be, because I'm a little lippy. Let my litness be your witness.
That's how we sat. You know, I'm laying my chair back a little bit. So Mike is yours, sir.
Thank you, love. Thank you. All right. We're at a stage in life where we just want stability, order, truth, happiness, love. Well, maybe not in that order, but we've been through a lot, haven't we? The games, the games that people have been playing, the ins and out of love, seasonal shit, one-sided, blindsided, where the ending was unexpected. We should have known better type shit. Use for your possessions or what you can do for them shit. Mr. and Mrs. Saber motherfucker and shit. That shit is tiresome. I'm just trying to fly on paper. My wings, I soar every line on paper. Wings, I fly. My ink paints the sky. I'm at an age where there's no more room for shenanigans. I've made a list. One full of shit. Another full of things I'm willing to deal with. My needs and wants. I'm old enough to know the differences. See, things I need, I want. Things I want, I need. I want someone who wants me for me, for who I am and not for what I have or possess. No longer do I want to play the role as somebody's crutch. Tired of that shit. Motherfucker, help your damn self. I'm just trying to fly. On paper wings they be, paper wings they be, but they lift me, my ink, read between the lines. On paper wings they be, but they lift me, my ink, read between the lines as I paint the sky. I'm ready to live life at its fullest, exhausted by motherfuckers that suck the essence out of your existence. They don't see the sky. They sliver with no need to fly. I'm done with bad decisions and making them, because most of the times we are the ones making them by letting them in, letting them back in. Vampires, soul suckers, they can't enter the threshold where you reside unless they are permitted to. How many times have we invited them in, back in, back in? Even after the mask worn fell off, the ones that they were wearing. Trueness. The truth of who they really are is no longer hidden. We still let these motherfuckers in. Decisions, bad ones, so tired of making them. Helping motherfuckers and ending up broken, left suffering. We can't help it, though. It's like we are cursed or something. Cursed with this gift of simply loving, so strong as we fly fully, we pour of ourselves till totally depleted, drained, dry we be, yet this is repeated daily. Blind we be, blind we don't see that they're trying to keep us from flying. And they just keep on taking, and we just keep on giving, nakedly sharing the clothes off of our backs. We love being naked, don't we? Having these leeches locked to our necks, keeping us from flying. Symbiotes, allowing ourselves to form symbiotic bonds where we are just the host, their host, and we are not even invited to the party. Utilized, trapped, held hostage in a web of deception. Marvel how I marvel at the human psyche. See, if we lie to ourselves long enough, it becomes the truth. Why do we love so much? Love so tough. Yet never have we been touched. unless we are being used, played. Them games that people play when all you want to do is fly the wings and write, to use your ink to paint the skies, to scribe and breathe life. I'm going fly. Paper wings lift me high, scribbled upon them. These are the lines, see. I'm at a stage in life where I just want stability. Or the truth, the wind beneath me and a cool breeze. I just want to fly on these paper wings, loose leaf. These are the lines. For real.
That was a takeoff right there, Boss Man. That was like, man, that was sky high, man. Word up.
Thank you.
Had to give that one a second to breathe. Whew. I felt that. I really did. I felt that so deeply. You can't even imagine. Like that image of you said to use your ink to paint the sky, to scribe and bring life. And that part where you were like, if you lie to yourself long enough, it becomes the truth. I was like snapping and clapping over it because I'm like, that is so true. Because we find ourselves in these traps of our own making and we try to, you know, blame it on love. We knew it wasn't necessarily love. It was, it could be comfort. It could be other things, but you know, we do have a tendency to lie to ourselves until we're in a trap, you know, that we designed for ourselves. And it's like,
yeah. Even when you see the mask, when you see the real face behind the mask, we still feed the lie until it's really tender to our touch, you know, tender to the bone that cuts and where that hurts. And you hurt again because you realize how much you was open to this person, and they lived nothing but a lie, and you gave your all to them. That hurts, you know.
Trust is the second cut. First is the flesh, and the second is that loss of trust, because that's the part that can't. Once you sever it, it's hard to ever get it back. Ugh.
Right.
And therapy session. I'm gonna add this
to there as well, because like I said, your phrases really touch me. Because when you have nothing else or no one else, what do we have as poets but those lines, but that paper and that pen, that ink?
Absolutely.
These are the things that make us who we are as poets. And there's those that come around us that are placed upon us to stagnate that light, to stop us from flying. When you have a dream, if you breathe it out in the oxygen, somebody will snatch that shit and try to cease you from making that move. You know, so that's the direction I came from, you know, with it.
Whew.
You know?
Yeah.
So well said. So well done. It was. And it felt like it came from your soul and you spoke it into existence. So I want that kind of, I hope that kind of peace, you can find it, because I think that's what we're all aspiring to. Just get the snakes, cut the grass low enough to keep the snakes out and just find some peace in your life and some happiness with genuine people. And that's what it's all about. Not people that's looking to be a snake in the grass, you know, get rid of them.
That's right.
Find that genuine love. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
They sliver with
they
no
do.
Need to fly. With no need to fly. They try to stop yours. And that's you. Thank you for understanding
that
it.
That is. That really is. That was a mouthful. That was a word. Whew. I couldn't think of any better way to close out tonight's show than a beautiful piece from the man that makes all of this possible. And to show us what, you know, you always come to at the end and it shows us like, okay, everything that you guys have done has been something different, but this rounds it all into, you know, the principle behind all of this is a desire to push past your limits and to be the best poetic version of yourself. And I think that's a big part of your vision for everyone that calls into Epiphany, everyone that shows up as a poet, as a listener, or even, you know, us as the people that you've taken under your wing as family. It's like you want, you are invested in the evolution. And,
yes.
You know, you come through at the end and you show us that's exactly what it's all about. And I love it every time you do that. So people, you know, if you can make it, I know you work hard, but when you can make it, come on through around, smooth out that backside for us. Oh,
hey, thanks. You cut them out for right there, and it's true. You know, don't let nobody stop you from taking flight. It's hard sometimes, with, you know, with this being weighed down with so much as we're being weighed down today in this world, you know. But you got to push through. You got to push through. Even by just picking up that pen and writing your shit down on those lines. And that's that piece.
Let's push it to the limit.
That is that piece, baby, baby.
Shout out on both sides.
Baby.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your night and keep on doing what you're doing. We're going to keep on praying over this vision of yours and watch it take off to the next place. But in the meantime, keep your socks
thank
off.
You,
stay tuned. Right?
One love, one mic, y'all. Thank you so much.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.
Baby, baby.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, that was our CEO, For Real the Poet, a.k.a. Lost Author Larry Maddox, closing it out in the best way possible. King, do you have any closing remarks for the people before we get on out of here?
I'd like to thank all of y'all for tuning in. While we do all this poetry and music, another thing I like to say is, yo, go out to Lulu.com and Amazon and go cop King's new book, J.W. Atterbury, Volume 3, Winter Green. So Lulu.com, you know what I mean? Amazon, Joel Washington Atterbury. Yeah. Also, I'd like to thank the CEO for giving us this window of opportunity to make all this happen. You know what I'm saying? Definitely our Epiphany family for being right here with us all the time. You know what I mean? That's always peace. Word.
And that is peace.
Back to you, Queen.
Thank you. I just want to say before we go, just a reminder, if you didn't catch it earlier, tomorrow night, Poetry Corner, it's 7:30 or 8 now, King?
7:30.
7:30, the Poetry Corner on the Let's Talk Network, and meet back over here for one of Mojave's shows tomorrow night. It's going to be a good time on both networks. Definitely support. Check it out. And, you know, like King said, give a shout out to the man behind all of this, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and to Raw Link. Make sure that you check him out, too. And shout out to the entire Epiphany family, as always, and, of course, to you, King. Thank you for, you know, rocking me. I know I could be a handful sometimes, but, you know, I appreciate your vision.
Don't worry about it.
I love you too, man. Okay. Last but not least, shout out to all of the poets who have, you know, called in, hit that one, listened in, encouraged, download, shared, hit the event page. Everything you guys do to support and encourage us, we 100% appreciate it. So make sure that you meet us back here. Same bat time and same bat channel next week. Stay blessed, stay well, and stay hungry. Good night. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic.
They know who we be.